Hello, everybody. Welcome, everyone, to the Calgary Stampeders season preview conference call. Today on the call, we have President and General Manager John Hufnagel, as well as Head Coach Dave Dickinson. Today, we're going to go straight to a Q&A format. So, John, if you could let the callers know how to ask a question, that'd be greatly appreciated.
Thank you. To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please pick up the handset before pressing star 1, and you may cancel your question by pressing the pound sign. Please press star 1 for any questions. There'll be a brief pause allowing you to register. We do have a first question. Please state your name and media. Your line is open.
Oh, hi guys. It's Jan Soniszewski calling from TSN. Just wondering what you're going to do in regards to your potential running back situation with Jerome Messam and Torrey Harrison.
This is Dave, by the way. We're going to let it play out. We believe in competition. We don't feel we're pigeonholed into a certain ratio at that spot anymore. We have great faith in both, and we want to add new players. So I feel that'll be a highly competitive training camp battle, but we are very confident in both those guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. We do have a second question. Please state your name and media. Your line is open. If you hit star 1 just a bit earlier, your line is open.
Sir, who is the question from?
Hearing a response, we'll move on to the next question. And your line is open. Please go ahead.
Whose line's open? Well, if it's mine, Dave, it's Mark Steven here. I just wanted to say about the middle linebacker position, how you see it sorting out. Is Taylor Reed the leader going in to fill that spot, or where do you see it working out right now?
Mark, I got you. I think obviously we he's our veteran presence there. We signed him for a reason. We have some, familiarity with the other two young kids that we got there. Plus, I said it last night, Max Caron, he's had no luck being injured, but we feel he's a good player. So, we start now at running back, middle linebacker, certainly had the same guy there for a long time in Simp and Korn. But, those are great training camp battles. And the veteran guy, the guy that's been around the longest, gets the first look, but certainly still very highly competitive battles.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from Jermaine Franklin of TSN. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. This question is for both Dave and John. In terms of the coaching staff overall, with guys moving up into new positions like yourself, Dave, is there any concern at all about experience? And if so, how will John still being around help that?
We're a young staff. I think there's a good point you made at the end there that, I still want Huff very involved in game planning, almost pre-scouting, getting opponents. And then the other thing is he's got to be there if we get stuck on something, as that extra voice, that guy that's done it. And Huff has also a lot of say in personnel. And he's done a great job at all those areas, so why wouldn't we use him there? As far as our staff, I think, we got to gel a little bit, but we've all been here, basically. We just got to kind of see our roles have changed a little bit. And yeah, I really feel Devon's ready to make that move. Probably was ready a year or two ago. So, just like players, coaches need an opportunity, and they show what they've got when they get that opportunity.
If I may add to what they said, I don't agree that we're an inexperienced staff. I think we're a staff that has grown. We do like to try to build within our own organization with qualified people, which the head coach and the defensive coordinator positions were filled by highly skilled people in those areas. The only new coach that we have this year is Corey Mace. And the little bit of time that he's been in this office since the season ended, he's done an excellent job. So I'm very pleased and comfortable and confident with the staff that we have.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you. The next question is from Chris Schultz of TSN. Please go ahead.
Coach Dave, welcome to the head coaching world of the sidelines. Two questions. How are you similar or how are you different from Coach Hufnagel just in terms of how you your philosophies and what your thoughts are in terms of developing a team? And the second one is the offensive line last year, Bergman, Federkow, Labertue, Lavoie, Smith, Wilson. It was amazing how interchangeable they were. And I think this is for you, Coach Hufnagel. When you look at the Canadian College draft, are you looking more for offensive linemen that are interchangeable because of what happened last year?
We've always had the philosophy of trying to not only draft the best available offensive lineman at the appropriate time, but one that does have some versatility. We've been able to do that. We've had good luck in the draft with our offensive line picks. And obviously last year we needed all that versatility just to get through the season. Now, I was very pleased with the way our offensive line and our football team performed last year with all the adversity that they had to face, not only at the offensive line position, but other positions, but especially with the big guys. And, you know, Pat Delmonico, our offensive line coach, does excellent work. And, you know, what occurred last year and the success that we had with our offensive line is, you know, kudos to Pat Delmonico.
And then, Chris, as far as our philosophies, Huff and I think we actually see the game very similarly. Even situationally in games, it seemed to be on the same page. And I don't see a big difference. I think, you know, I maybe have a little bit personalities a little different. But to be honest, we're more similar there than probably people know. So I got to be my own person. I'm just going to be true to what I feel is right. You know, and I've got a good guy that I learned from. But I really feel there are a lot of similarities.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. The next question is from Farhan Lalji of TSN. Please go ahead.
John, I know that you're very close to Wally, and Dave, I know you're very close to Mike Benavides. Have you talked to those two, and what have you learned about that transition? You had, you know, a Hall of Fame coach, Dave, much like you have here, that transitions into the GM, and John, you've got that next heir apparent that you've been grooming for a while as a protege coming in to be your head coach. You know, what have you learned from what happened there?
Well, I don't know whether we're going to take someone else's experiences and learn from it. When I formulated this decision and got the okay from Ken King, who is the chairman of the board, is my liaison to the ownership group, I had a plan. And when we decided to go forward with that plan, Dave and I have had many discussions of who's responsible for what, and we have it written down, so there's a clear path. You know, the one thing that we don't want to occur is, you know, getting things confused. We will not confuse the players, and we will not confuse the coaching staff.
I don't have much to add on that. I'm close with Wally, too, and everyone's got different situations, but we've had a great working environment here ever since I came on board. And one thing Huff does, and I didn't know this when I started working for him, he hires people and he lets them do what he hired them to do. That's the right philosophy in my mind, and I'm going to try to do the same.
Dickie, you've lost some pretty good pieces at receiver from last year's team. Are you comfortable with the guys you brought in and guys that you found at camps and what those battles are going to look like to replace some pretty good players?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to tell you we have the next Eric Rogers ready and loaded, pretty special player, but, you know, we lost some size with Jeff Fuller as well going to the NFL. I did think in our rookie camp, the receiver position was as good as we've had. That doesn't mean they'll translate. there's a chance. And both Huff and I feel like Bakari Grant was a nice find, a guy that's under the radar, but we really like him. He came up in April and threw the ball around with Bo, and smart player, tough player, has size. I think a great addition.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you have a question, please press *1 at this time. We do have a question from Scott Mitchell of the Calgary newspaper. Please go ahead. Mr. Mitchell, your line is open, sir.
Sorry, I was on mute there. Just want to get both your thoughts on just everything that's gone on around the West Division this offseason. Obviously, major changes either personnel-wise or on the sideline this year for pretty much every team.
You know, you look back on history, there probably hasn't been any more changes than that. What occurs each and every year. Every team tries to improve themselves in the offseason. I always believed going into each season that the West is going to be very competitive, and I don't see it being any different this year. We know we have our hands full. We made changes, and you have to deal with change. I'm not afraid of change. If you're afraid of change, then you're in the wrong sport, in the wrong business. So you have to deal with it, and all the work you do in the off season, all your personnel work that you do in the off season, and we'll get you through and keep you being successful.
I'm good with that answer, Scotty.
Thank you. The next question is from Dave Rowe of News Talk 770 Radio. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys, thanks for doing this. Dave, pretty interesting battle coming back for the number three quarterback job. Andrew Buckley coming to camp, Bryant Moniz. Can you talk a little bit just about the strengths of each guy and what you're looking for? What in your eye is going to make the difference as to who gets chosen?
Well, I mean, just to be honest with you, that's one of the things that we normally don't talk a lot about, the third quarterback compete role, but we understand that Andrew gets a lot of love and he's a good player and we've had him for 2 years and he did well. But, we're really the focus of the team is still get Bo ready and make sure Drew gets enough reps so that if he needs to go in there, he's ready. And then, they're not even young anymore. Brian and Andrew have to do a lot with limited reps. And I think both are smart players, both are good athletes. And the preseason will tell a lot. So, at least we're not, I think they're on a fairly even playing field. Even though Brian's been here longer, Andrew has had two camps. So, yeah, it's certainly something you're always trying to improve your quarterback position. But I think it's certainly, as of now, it would be a definite strength of us.
And just one more quick one. Anyone heard anything about Brett Jones, where he's at in his recovery, and if he's given anyone any indication of what his playing plans are?
I think his recovery is going very well, and I didn't see the New York Giants draft any offensive linemen this year, so I think they feel very highly about Brett, and he'll have another great opportunity to be with that football team.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. The next question is from Scott Mitchell of Calgary Newspapers. Please go ahead.
Mitchell.
Scott. Mr. Mitchell, your line's open, sir.
Sorry, mute button keeps getting me. Dave, I just wanted to ask you about Bo Levi's progression over, the last couple of years, especially what you saw in his, second full season as a starter. And I was wondering if you see another step still in him yet.
Yeah, I mean, he can still improve. The thing he did, I thought, as good as he's done in any year, is he's making really good decisions. He also was a great leader. He works extremely hard, and also, though, he's just got something about him. The guys pay attention when he talks, but he's got some areas we're going to look at. I don't think any quarterback wants to just not get coached. any player for that matter. And just because you're a good player doesn't mean we can't help you and get you better, and Bo is very open to that. You know, I got to make sure he is more involved, and, you know, he seems to be around in more meetings and all that. But he's still just one of the guys. Yeah, he's one of our best guys, but you know, make sure that we treat him and coach him hard and make sure that he gets better each and every year.
Is there more on him in the locker room? I know he's, you know, been a leader in the past, but with guys like Juwan and Keon moving on, is there more on Bo's shoulders?
Could be, but, you know, I really feel that's the player's job to take care of their own room. And, you know, if you try to tell somebody to do more, sometimes that doesn't always work. But Bo is a good leader, so I'm not worried about him there.
Thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Barrett, there are no further questions registered at this time, sir. Please go ahead.
We have both Dave and John here for a few more minutes. If there's any other questions that people would like to ask, please do so now.
As a final reminder, if you have a question, please press star one. We do have a question from Mark Stephen of CHQR Radio. Please go ahead.
Yeah, just one final note here on the defensive line, some losses there. Just thoughts on how you see that shaping up. Again, it was one that was hard hit by injury at times last year.
Yeah, well, we got some players. You know, we want Junior Turner to make sure he's healthy. That's something that we're monitoring very closely over here. You know, I think the defensive end position will be one that got some good battles. You know, there's always opportunity, and we think we got enough pieces in place, but you never know what comes out of the woodwork, and we're looking hard down at our camp and always in the draft as well. So I do think our D-line, you know, if we could generate and change field position with sacks, I think that's the way you win games. So we're always looking to upgrade there, but we like our guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have a question from Scott Mitchell of Calgary Newspapers. Please go ahead.
Just wondering, are there any guys that that you expect to be maybe limited to start training camp?
There will be a few, Scott. We'll probably have two guys that will be what we classify as injured veterans because they're not fully healthy to compete during training camp. Our older guys need to be make sure that they're not overworked during training camp. So they may be practice 2 days and get a morning off. But overall, we're except for those two injured vets, we'll be a healthy training camp team.
Who are those two guys? I'm assuming one is Junior Turner.
One would be Junior. The other one is a trade-off between one or two guys. I'll be getting a report from from Josh, our trainer, early next week to see how they are progressing, and the healthy one will be at camp.
Is Junior's shoulder going to put week one in jeopardy?
Yes, it will. But you never know. I mean, I say yes, it will now, but you know, Junior has battled back quicker than that was scheduled before, and that may occur again.
Can you talk about exactly what type of procedure he had done on the shoulder?
He had an operation.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Thank you. We do have a question from Greg Peterson of Newstalk 770. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Dave, do you know yet what duties you are going to keep as the OC now that you're the head coach? And because obviously your time is going to be a lot more restricted. So are you going to continue to call the plays or delegate that off now? That's a question for Dave and a question for Huff. Huff, during the game, are you going to be up with Mark and I in the booth, or where do you plan on being during games, down on the sidelines, up in the booth, or other GMs, I won't name names, have been right down there in the midst of things during the game time situations.
It all depends whether it's nice weather or inclement weather. I'll be upstairs. That's where I plan on being, and hopefully down in the last minute or so to enjoy the victory.
And Greg, for me, it's kind of, to be honest, status quo. I'm going to call the plays. I kind of got to say, but what I got to make sure is that a lot of the nuts and bolts of game planning and a lot of the scripting and a lot of that type of work has got to get handed off to the other guys. They're ready for it, though, and it's just making sure we're all organized and on the same page, which is why, you know, I felt like this off season was so important. We do feel like we've got a plan, though, and it'll be tested. You know, I'm not going to say that I know exactly how it'll play out because I haven't been following all three phases as closely in the past, but it's been done by other coaches, and I feel confident that it'll get done in a good fashion here.
Okay, thanks, both you guys.
Thank you once again. If you do have a question, please press star one at this time. We have a question from Dave Rowe of News Talk 770 Radio. Please go ahead.
Hop, they just announced that they're expanding the draft next week by one extra round. Where have you and your fellow GMs sort of, you know, seen the growth in available talent, I guess, both in the CIS and in Canadians playing in the NCAA, just to, you know, to make it extra round, I guess, meaningful?
It's very meaningful, especially with all the interest that all our players that are eligible for this draft is getting by the NFL. You know, when you have that amount of attention by NFL teams on almost over a dozen guys, one was drafted, four other ones already have contracts, I mean, that makes the draft a lot more challenging. By expanding it, the draft by one more round, you have a chance to get these guys or draft these guys that maybe they come to camp, maybe they don't, but you're using a later round pick doing it and not in the first couple, three rounds.
All right, thanks, John.
Thank you, Mr. Barrett. We have no further questions, sir.
I would like to thank John and Dave for giving up their time today to talk to the media. I'd like to thank everyone who's on the call. Just a friendly reminder that the next season preview call will be May 16th with the Toronto Argonauts. I wish everyone a great day, and thanks for everything.
Thank you. The conference call has now ended. Please disconnect your line at this time. We thank you for your participation.